me real, real up, like they spray. When they try to finesse me, it's a broken play. Ain't shit sweet round here, no, it's not crumble. It don't make sense, this a K that and it's a drink. Broken play, broken play. Play with them guys, broken play. Play with them guys, broken play. Play with them guys, broken play. Broke this pier, make the play. Pray my Lord.
The broken play way, man. Reggie's birthday was Sunday.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to my
Come on, man.
Reggie, man.
A lot of love around the city,
lot
man.
Of
I got
love,
out.
Man.
Big dog.
Seemed like a lot of traffic was out just because it was my birthday. So
and
I felt
like
a little superstar.
That's how you spoil the thing.
Come on, man.
They're like Reggie Ball.
Come on, man.
Then goddamn Lou's birthday tomorrow. When?
Hell yeah. Turning up for it.
Yo, man. Damn, Lou, you were more happy about Reggie's birthday than your birthday.
Oh, shit,
just
man.
Another day, man.
Yeah, man.
But see, that's how people want to say it's another day. I say, hey, man, it's my dog's birthday. We don't win
shit.
Oh, shit. We drinking some 1942 on my
shit.
Dog's birthday, man.
Fuck with me,
that
man.
What the fuck we been
doing? Fuck, fuck with me. We up.
We going up. Through some shit.
Yeah, man, get the cups, nigga.
Right on time.
The number's down.
Right on time.
But we up.
But the money up. Nah, man. We got
that, man. These numbers. All right.
So, look.
We finna turn up, bro.
And plus, hey, this another thing. Alabama lost. I ain't win no money with it, but I'm glad the motherfuckers lost. I wish you would've did it a week before.
I'm gonna say this.
That's some hating shit, bro.
Who?
He mad or he happy Alabama lost.
You know what? There's a lot of folks, like, this past weekend I just ran into men and women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they just like, yeah, you see, they had that little win last week. What'd they do this week? Yeah, okay. We'll see when the playoffs hit, nigga. Uh-huh. It's at the gym we go, at Effect Fitness.
Shout out to Effect Fitness.
Yeah.
Metropolitan Power. It's a lot of Georgia alumni and fans in that hole.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
And they just talk. They like.
Happy as hell.
They just.
Hey, Lou, I know some niggas who ain't never been to Athens.
Mm.
They don't even know what Athens is, but they die hard. My uncle. Shout out my Uncle Randy. My Uncle Randy is a diehard Georgia Bulldog fan. You go to his house, he got Bulldog shit everywhere.
Yeah.
The nigga never left Albany. That nigga probably don't know where Athens is in Georgia.
Yeah.
But you can't tell him he ain't went there and he not an alumni.
It's a lot of them, bro.
As a diehard fan of a school or team, you have to at least travel to that place at least one time.
No, he never seen one of their games live.
I agree with you, bro.
He watched the games on TV.
Let alone,
and waited in that rain or one of them games or some shit.
Let alone a motherfucker that ain't never been to the school, went to another school, but love that other school.
Yeah. That's tough.
Because you got some Georgia State alumni that love Georgia. Like, how that work, bro? Yeah.
And, like,
why and they got a football team.
Exactly.
What's in your...
I can tell you why they ain't go to Georgia. Nigga, if you ain't on that motherfucking field, this why he ain't go to Georgia.
Yeah, no,
nigga, he got... Oh, yeah, for sure. He got a bulldog plate in front of his truck.
Yeah.
House full of Georgia shit.
Damn.
That nigga Mike got an alumni tag on his damn truck.
The alumni sticker?
Yeah, a little sticker.
Oh, the ring around the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Do he got that on the door? You know, like the logo? I don't know. He might. But goddamn. Alabama lost, though, man. What you think? I just didn't see. We was texting during the game.
No, that's yours.
Oh, you can look at it.
I don't know what the fuck I'm going to say. I don't need it.
You sure?
We had already had too many problems today.
You keep all your shit. Keep all your shit.
Get that nigga. I ain't gonna say nothing.
Keep your shit and get this nigga a pin.
Get that nigga a shot, man.
Hey, yeah, we need some cup. So look. Alabama to lose to Vanderbilt. And Vanderbilt, they took the goalpost and walked that bitch and threw it in the river.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen this? That was hard. Did y'all see the resurfaced clip of the dude that went to Vanderbilt?
Uh-uh.
No.
The big D lineman.
Oh, we're going to be. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Samoan.
You got to play that clip.
He got a little Aaron Hernandez in him.
Mm.
And.
Well, he killed him.
FX version.
Oh, that.
You know what I'm talking about?
There you go. Have mercy.
And he, no, bro. And they resurfaced it. He's like, Yeah. Y'all going to see when you come to here and you're going to see what SEC ball is about. Y'all going to see. Alabama, you're next.
If he put the ER behind Alabama.
He killed that shit. Yes, he did. Hey, it was something close. It was something close.
He said, y'all going to see what real SEC ball looks like.
Yeah.
Period, Pooski.
Hey. The nigga. He not talking about the Southern and Eastern Conference. Them somebody initials, SEC.
Yeah. Nigga.
That's Stacy Eric Carter.
Look at, you know the clip I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about,
After the nigga did the thing, he went like this. You know how them girls do that shit? Ah.
Because that game, they got beat 49-0 after he gave that speech.
Oh, the next
after, yeah, yeah.
Oh, the next game.
Yeah, that game.
Oh.
Yeah.
They won.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who they had beat the first time for him to make that speech?
I don't know. They was 3-0.
It was a big win, though.
They were 3-0 for the first time in a long time. Yeah, Alabama was next on the schedule.
He let it all out.
Damn. Well, oh, well. That ended how it was supposed to end. Bro, you know their school got fined at, what, $250,000, $250,000?
I'll go to Alabama.
I'll go to Alabama. Because they're taking that goal post. But they did that in that's our stadium. Why the fuck we getting into Alabama?
I don't know that.
Hold on. Vanderbilt tore their own goalpost down.
Yes.
And got fined.
Won the game. And they got fined?
Yep.
Alabama going to find a way to win, bro. At the end of the day, think about it.
Still got a lot of teams got upset at this. Five out of the top 11. You got Alabama, Tennessee lost. I think everybody knew Michigan was going to lose to Washington because they were favored. You know what I mean? Missouri lost and USC lost. Miami slid past.
Boy.
Cam Ward.
Shout out to Cam Ward, comeback kid.
I don't want to do that.
No, do it. He needs to be in the top four.
Him and Travis Hunter.
I come back. I have to say this. That nigga from Boise State.
Now you come around.
Yes.
Now you come around.
I was wrong.
I didn't know. I heard you say something. Bro. I didn't know. Bro. I had to watch. Nigga.
On Prize Picks, they had the nigga for 186. The nigga had 185 and a 180. No, they had him to get 186. He had 185 in the first half. Now, the whole second half out.
Listen to this real quick. Through four or five games of the season, the last four. But the last three running backs to win the Heisman, Derrick Henry had 550 rushing yards right now and 9 touchdowns.
Mark Ingram. He was in the SEC too, though, now.
Mark Ingram had 487 and 6. But listen, though, Reggie Bush had 601 yards and 6 rushing touchdowns. This motherfucker got 1,031 rushing yards and 16 touchdowns.
What's their record, though?
They lost one game.
Boise State?
Yeah, I think they lost. I think they 4-1.
The other niggas you're talking about, though, national championships.
Look at these numbers, though, bro.
Them numbers are astronomical.
I ain't disputing that.
That's my ESPN voice. Them numbers are astronomical.
There you go. Hell yeah, man.
Hey. But I could tell he wanted them real deal running backs.
He could have left.
And he said, man, fuck the money. Mm-hmm. I want the ball.
That's when I knew he was fucked up in the head.
Okay.
Nigga, I would have been in Georgia.
Hey, I ain't lying. Coach, I'm on the way.
But I feel like with that, they got to play somebody so we can see. You know what I'm saying?
Who they done played so far?
Nobody.
They just played Utah State, and he sat down and sold second half. Look up their schedule for
us. Rest of their schedule.
Do they play
anybody? We got to go to the research department.
Yeah. Our research department. R&D.
Hey, while we do that, Cam Ward.
Hey, and he kept it nigga in here.
Good
shit, too?
All the way, bro.
Fuck shit, nigga.
Real nigga.
I see you, nigga.
Then he got back on the mic. Yeah.
So like I was saying. cold switch.
They play Hawaii Rainbow Warriors next.
Nah, look at the whole schedule. Team that we might know.
Yeah,
I don't know who the fuck that was.
Oregon State might be the only team. They play Oregon State, Wyoming.
Okay, Oregon State and Wyoming. Yeah.
Wyoming?
But still, Lou, if he put them numbers on...
Hey.
He got... Lou.
Nav?
It's better... Hey, name the school you just told us.
The nigga said Hawaii... What'd you say?
Wyoming. He said Wyoming. Who else?
Oregon State.
Wyoming and Oregon State.
Don't sleep on UNLV, bro. They got to play UNLV. Yeah,
okay, UNLV a good team.
Okay.
Oregon State always keep a squad. Who else?
That's about it.
Okay, so the nigga gonna play...
He got to have them
I can't give him that. Unless they what?
He He fuck around and get 3,000 yards. Y'all gonna pay attention.
I'm already paying attention.
Yeah, he got we got eyes on him. But all I'm right. just saying, if you see what Cam Ward doing and you see
you
Travis Hunter doing,
you can't trump that.
The competition.
You can't
trump the niggas out there.
He in a deep class right now. A Heisman runner up.
And you can't throw Shador out of that either.
Yeah. And even Jalen Milroe.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that because he's Jalen still alive.
Jalen Milroe still had still a good ass game. What you want a nigga go play defense?
No, they still got four notable games.
No, I'm talking about Jalen Milroe played 35. He scored 35.
I'm going to tell you like this. Well, I don't know though. It depends. But the, was it Jalen Williams?
Which one?
Jaden Williams. Is it, who the receiver? The receiver for
number two.
Oh, number two.
For Alabama.
17. I call him 17.
17. Yeah, 17. I think he keep doing what he's doing. He might get that motherfucking Biletnikoff.
His freshman year, you think?
You never know.
Tez
he
Johnson.
He the go-to guy as a freshman.
Tez Johnson in Oregon is one of the most dynamic football players in college football. He's also a wide receiver, so it'll be him and 17.
Are you talking about Ryan Williams?
Ryan, that's it. Yeah.
All right, Ryan. Okay.
Wide receiver.
Yeah.
But Tez Johnson, the motherfucker, too. You just don't see him there on the West Coast.
What I'm saying. Yeah. That, you feel me?
Yeah.
Where them cameras at, them niggas gonna send that trophy at.
For sure. Yeah. SEC.
Because we seen, just SEC. Like when y'all brought up Ashton, I never seen him. But now, but you know, I'm a real nigga. I'm like, shit, everybody screened it now. Let me see what Buddy doing.
Yeah.
And I said, this is what they talking about.
But you see the way you did that? That's like Little League. It's like, it's certain Little League niggas like, oh, you know that boy playing today.
Uh-huh. Then, I'm already watching.
Already. Sure. Then it's something that he's like, I mean, I heard about that. I'm going to take a ride with you.
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to go there.
And that's how it was.
Exactly.
And then, you know, you're going to have one of them old school niggas. But they ain't playing nobody neither now.
Shit. Them numbers.
You can't ignore the numbers.
Now, he'll win the, what's the running back award?
Is it Walter Payton?
Nah. That's the,
probably
that's
GM
a man
Brown.
Of the year shit, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the man GM of the year. I think it's like Doak, one of them.
Doak Campbell.
One of them. Yeah, probably one of them white running backs who ain't do shit.
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, let's start renaming these awards.
Doak Walker.
Let's rename these awards, man. Make that shit the Reggie Bush Award.
Hell yeah. You ain't lying.
Shout out to the John Mackey Award, the tight end award for college football. His grandson, my best friend, we grew up together.
Oh, that what's up.
Yeah. And
he black?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
John Mackey? Yeah. And I met him and everything. Like he used to always come to our games or come to the party. He had two Super Bowl rings. He played for Baltimore Colts.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And he put them in your face and say, bang! All day. Like bang!
Hey, is he in a wheelchair, Lou?
He first of all, RIP.
Okay.
And the way they depicted him.
And they don't know that is, yeah.
Oh, man. My folks ain't fucking with that.
Oh, okay. Mm.
So his daughter... It is my homeboy mom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like my mom, like Miss Lisa. Like that's like Mama Lisa. Like her mom, she still work with NFL to this day. Every time I go to the NFL stuff, she always there.
You still see her and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She be looking at that like for real, plugged in.
Good deal.
But the way they did that shit, my whole shit. He wasn't, man, come on.
He wasn't like that.
He was a player.
Yeah.
Nigga wore cowboy hats, player shit.
That's why you got to tell your story, bro, and beat these motherfuckers that are talking for you.
But
you
that ain't his. But that ain't his story.
Yeah,
that's Aaron Hernandez shit. He won the Mackey Award.
So they had him in there.
They
so when Lou just said you. That, it, like you. He won the best tight end.
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You look at pictures. I'm telling you, bro, nigga, I'm talking about player shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe you, bro. Damn. And Luke got me watching the Aaron Hernandez. So I started watching the shit. I'm like, Luke went lying. Bro, the nigga can't even get his damn muscle stretched. Now he got the train in the room. They kill. I said, oh, shit, turn this shit off.
Bro, I'm telling you, I don't understand. Come on, fam.
Every nigga he meet, he pull him.
That nigga say, hey!
I said, God damn, boy, play football.
That nigga put the leg on that nigga's set.
Get the
you
fuck out of here.
You gazing at the nigga eye, man. Just get a stretch,
get
man.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Man, you trying to go to a damn combine. Why the? You know what's up when you see me, man. I'm trying to tell you. Get on Prize Picks. Use the code Broken Play. If you use that code Broken Play, look, $5 will get you $50 instantly. Win or lose. And with so many upsets, I can't even tell you what to take no more. It used to be I thought I had it down to a science. Right now, I think Prize Pick might be the smartest people in the world, man. But we could outsmart them if we work together. Use that code Broken Play, man. Take Milrow for rushing yards. Milrow going to run that ball. I know he a quarterback, but he going to have them running yards. What's that? Boise State running back. What's his name, Dom? Hey, they made me a believer. Take that boy rushing yards over. He had 186 in the first half, and they had him for 188. I ain't no mathematician. But the next game, I'm just taking first half over. He going to do that. We still got WNBA finals coming up. NFL is in full swing. Passing yards, you might want to take everybody under. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if the DB's getting better. But ain't nobody passing the ball like they used to. And when I say used to, I'm talking last year. Sign up for Prize Picks. Use the code Broken Play. Tell them we sent you. Run your game. The fuck you got your legs in there, nigga?
And then, how you pitching woo at the combine?
What?
Yes.
Man, y'all tell me this shit. I'm not watching that
y'all
shit,
y'all know, but no.
I'm not
bro,
watching that shit,
they only
shit,
had like 4 minutes of
now, did he not get his ass at Indianapolis?
Hey, bro, I'm telling you. So you watching this shit.
The combine? Because
you're not thinking. Like, he had the combine. I was like, phew, one episode without it. Next thing I know, he getting straight. I said, oh, shit.
Get the fuck
you know how you
here.
Be like, oh, I ain't finna come. Because his back hurt. I'm not thinking. He laying on his back. He was like, turn around.
And then I always.
And as soon as I grabbed him. Because I know. And I just start skimming.
But I will say, it's like, you know what's happening, but they ain't really, they ain't doing it like Empire was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how they went crazy? So, you know, it's like a little, it go blackout.
Yeah. Man.
You see what I'm saying? It go blackout and then it come back to the real shit. But I just want to know why. What the, all the shit, this dick that he trying to get after. Did that, what did that have to do with shooting and killing these niggas, man?
Or playing.
That dick ain't do
or
that. Playing. That dick wasn't that good, man.
Bro. Man, shit. I'm not watching that shit, bro. Y'all tell
I
me
didn't
all
rate
about
these episodes.
Y'all tell me all about.
They need to start rating these episodes the right way so I can know when I'm watching. They be having TV MA for mature. Put TV gay.
Oh, put, no. Put the rainbow in the box.
No,
for real.
Don't say that.
Why you can't? Oh, we can't say that?
Yeah, you went too far.
Shit. Well, put colors. Put different
cut
colors
out,
in there.
Greg.
Damn.
Yeah.
Edit that out. I'm sorry, Greg. Can we put?
I ain't fucking
cut
that.
Well, shit.
I know what I'm saying.
It ain't the same it. Shit.
Yeah, I know we gotta cut it out.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
You can't even. Yeah,
time stamp that.
They'll never hear that.
God damn.
You say that
Are
word?
You serious? Only person who'll be able to get on here is the baby.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Well. Boom.
So then, I'm watching that Georgia and Auburn game, bro. Georgia need more black players. Bro.
Every player on the field black.
You are not the ones that need to be. You got a white linebacker, a white running back, and a white quarterback. Get them motherfuckers off that damn field.
White linebacker? Cool with.
Nope. He not the right white linebacker. Well, it's certain white linebackers that you know be good.
I agree with you. I like white linebackers.
White linebackers, I'm cool with.
I know certain white linebackers, like Van Der Esch. You remember? Yeah, them was a white linebacker. Right. Your boy Luke Kuechly.
Shout out to Luke.
Right.
They got a white linebacker. Nigga, he going to be working at FedEx.
No, ain't
bro,
no way.
Pull the nigga up, bro.
What's his stats look
like? Because Georgia can't handle mobile quarterbacks, bro. Even Auburn quarterback. They were having trouble with him.
But that's a tough.
Get
that's
y'all
a
fixed.
Tough. That's a tough.
You know, it's a rival too.
To just ask for one guy to maintain.
I don't want the nigga out there. I might be racist. Fuck it. I don't want to see the nigga out there. And I keep seeing a quarterback get a first down. I only got one person to blame. Get that motherfucker out of me. Hey, all them black players, I'm going back. Come here. Get your motherfucking ass on the goddamn field. Coach. That ain't even my son. Get the fuck off the field, boy. I grabbed a nigga by the face, man. Like, you saw Pickett?
That was some bullshit, man.
Hold on.
Did Jordan Lewis,
that was
bro.
Some bullshit.
Keep it. But what's...
Pickett came from Georgia, too.
He came from Georgia. Oh. And he was doing that shit in Georgia. Oh. You tell the nigga off. The nigga got drafted like this with a ski mask. That's how you looking at the fucking camera.
Hey, that nigga walked, Jordan Lewis walked in that nigga face. That nigga Pickett went.
And it brought dirty.
Hey, the ref, I'm going to tell you who had fought with all that shit. The referee going to throw a flag. Bitch, the game over.
but that ref wasn't about to break that shit up, neither.
Yeah, that way he threw the flag.
He did thought, no, one of the refs jumped in front.
The one who seen that bad, nigga said, hey.
Oh, man. Sure, I'm out that shit. Man, nigga. Show Lou that white quarter, white linebacker from Georgia, man.
The O-line or which one?
The linebacker. Nigga, you need white O-line.
No, you need.
My dog said, who, the O-line?
Yeah. Who?
Chambers.
Chaz Chambers. Yeah.
Let me see.
That ain't him. That can't be him. That's what all the tackles he got?
What number is he?
That's a middle linebacker? Hell no.
Chambers. Yeah, that's him. He a 6-year senior, something like that. I promise you.
He's sorry.
6-year senior?
Them stats.
Red flag.
He got 12. He got 12 tackles as a starting middle linebacker.
Red flag. You know, 6-year senior?
Bro. The Monday night game, I hit Lou up because I know Lou be watching the moms. Xavier Worthy mama has just shot up the rankings.
You ain't never lie. I know her Instagram, social media
my,
shit.
My. Sean Taylor Swift.
I guarantee you.
No, she on Twitter.
Okay,
on
her shit finna go.
Yeah. Trust me.
I mean, how you know this?
That nigga Lou up.
Hey, let me tell you something, boy. That's why I call her Chocolate Thunder every time I see her. Man.
Lou, you a savage, bro.
And then, like, I just
no
love the way...
No player's gonna jump Lou ass.
Hey, a nigga in the comment gonna say, because I seen the, I saw it on ESPN.
Yeah.
You know, I Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
And I put Ham Mercy. You know, H-M-M-M-M.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Mercy.
About five M's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Eight wise. And the nigga go, nigga hit me, tell me something. Yeah, bro, we ain't playing about Miss Worthy. Hey, bro. This ain't got nothing to do with you, dude.
Yeah.
I don't understand how these young niggas, like, how these young dudes.
You call them Miss Worthy, nigga.
Exactly.
I call her Nicole.
Yeah. She right where she need to be, nigga.
Miss Nikki.
Yeah. Man,
like, we do stuff.
Nikki.
And I, you know what I'm saying? You know how I'm saying? Like, these young niggas, it's like, they be more protective of the nigga girl or they sister something more than the nigga.
Because you're doing exactly what the hell they want to do. Or you saying exactly what they want to say.
Yeah.
And so they got to jump out to be that hero type shit, to play that shit off.
Yeah.
All that is a fucking, they just highlighting themselves, bro.
Yeah, man.
Nigga, ain't no way that's your homeboy and you always looked at her as Miss Worthy.
Come on now.
Nigga, come on butter now. Worthy.
Come on now.
That's served.
Come on.
Drip on me, baby.
And keep it real, like, boy, I know you done looked at my mom all these years.
Yeah, for sure. Looking like that?
Man, I'm
sure. Or you?
You
FX? You were looking at me, nigga. If you weren't looking at my mom, ain't no motherfucking way.
That's
you
how
were
I
seeing
would know.
All them thighs. And,
man, walk around man. That kitchen.
Nigga.
Hey, you know how niggas, some sleepovers?
Yes.
Nigga, all right, y'all go ahead. I'll be up there. It just be one on one. I just be one on one.
I knew I had
a problem. I ain't never left no boys in my house.
I ain't never had no homeboy mama who looked like Miss Worthy. But you know how when they mamas cooking breakfast, I'm just a freak.
I'm a
I look at them as a mama too.
Man, yeah. That's nature. Yeah.
But
bro.
I can't
that's
look
nature.
At my mama
that's
cooking
nature.
Breakfast.
No. That's human nature, bro. Yeah. That's human nature, yeah. Bro.
Oh, Lou, he just, I love when he come over. I know.
Hey. I was a porn lover growing up. So I know how the shit started off. You, who know I'm not lucky enough?
That the thumbnail. Yeah, that's the shit. You feel me? Like,
Miss Rankin, your titty out. I won't tell if you won't.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
And it started off, I'm washing dishes. I'm helping with the dishes. I just took the trash out.
What are you doing?
What your pussy doing on the... What the fuck? Where's Jamal? He's still upstairs playing the game.
Role play.
You never know, bro. That's what I'm just
like,
saying.
Man, you be... Ball? You be... When that, why are you hearing? What are you doing?
I'm fucking chain today, bro.
Hey. Kirk Cousins. Nigga, I want to apologize. Hey, you know what this show is?
What's up?
Every time we talk bad about a nigga, they go out and have a good-ass game, bro. Yeah,
hey, that nigga put up 500.
500.
509, to be exact.
Said 500 said on a Thursday Ryan. Night primetime game. Mm-hmm. That's all the Falcons we need.
And then he hit the swag surf.
Oh, I was beat like a motherfucker.
He love that shit now.
He said, I don't know. I looked up and... it was in the nest, and I think they were doing the surf. And I was, it's amazing how they, camaraderie is.
Hey, what's that? Kyle Pitts had a good game too.
Finally.
I just be mad because like I know he could do that all the time.
Yes.
And it's like feed the nigga the rock, but then it's like if I go to my prize pick. It's hard to gauge, bro.
Well, they working it now. I think everybody kind of getting on the same page again, bro. He ain't had no preseason whatsoever, dog. Kirk didn't play not one preseason game. Dog, you got to have in-game experience to jail, bro.
So you think the Falcons on the way up? I think their schedule getting easier.
I'm taking it week by week.
I'm taking it week by week.
And all y'all niggas in here talking about the Saints, I said how the shit started off. I said, everybody. Didn't I say that, Greg? Bro, because I know how Falcons started off like this last year.
So did.
And started fucking up.
Yeah, I think. I
we jumped on that Saints bandwagon too early and thought they were like that. All that did. Who that shit. Fuck that.
Now, we ain't do all that.
I'm talking about all online.
Not that. When they did the parade in Dallas. Yeah, they had a parade in Dallas.
You know Thad from they beat New Dallas. Orleans.
Really?
Yeah.
That nigga ain't even got the accent. That nigga ain't really New Orleans.
I grew up in Atlanta.
What age you left New Orleans?
One.
Boy, if you don't shut the fuck up. Nigga, you ain't even walk in New Orleans. You weren't even walking at one.
All my family from out there.
So. I can tell how you walk now. You ain't walk. You ain't start walking till you about two. I know you was a late bloomer.
Nigga get potty trained to sell.
All right. Nigga went through puberty last year.
What's that?
All right.
Back to the stats. So, but he threw the ball 58 times.
Yeah, he gonna throw that bitch. I ain't gonna lie though, the Saints. I think I said, man, they might be straight.
Because their defense.
I said it could be two folk from the South.
Uh-huh.
But I think, what's the QB name?
Derek Carr.
I think whatever injury he got last night.
Yeah. Hey.
He
closed his eyes and throw.
He one-dimensional, man.
Man, did you see that shit?
If you rush the pocket, he going to throw a bad pass.
Man, that boy, he is not a bad quarterback.
I ain't seen him.
I'm going to tell you, all them niggas look like bad quarterbacks if you watching motherfucking Pat Mahomes.
Thank you.
That nigga, boy.
Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you.
Pat Mahomes be in the, he be dancing. That nigga be doing a shoulder lean in the pocket.
You know, it's crazy.
Get out of there.
Zero touchdowns last night.
Zero pass touchdowns, yeah.
He didn't need none.
And he didn't.
He was excited. That's what it's about.
Not one touchdown last night.
But it was just like, bro, he just, what they say is a poetry of motion.
For sure.
That's it.
The nigga went, scrambled, stepped back, looked around, then went and got the first.
Man.
Got the first, and then.
The one he dove on? Yeah,
that's
yeah,
how
yeah,
he
yeah,
be.
Yeah.
That's how he yeah. be. That finger and shit.
The nigga don't even be running fast as fuck either. It's like he be doing everything so smooth and cool. That when his dad come out of it.
For sure. Hell yeah.
He got
that nigga in him, man.
Nigga in
and ain't showing his daddy no more, man. They need to put him back on camera,
man,
dog.
They keep showing Taylor Swift.
They got to put his dad back on camera, bro.
Bro, I had a bullshit ass dress on last night, too.
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah. All that motherfucking money, you wear that bullshit.
But that's how you can tell she frugal. And I ain't mad at
that. No, nigga. I know the dress cost a lot.
No, it didn't.
Well,
you never know.
Shit.
That's a TJ Maxx special.
Taylor Swift, get your ass on Sheen. It's some good outfits on Sheen. And the women I like, that's what they get that Sheen and they get on Fashion Nova. Taylor Swift, get on some Fashion Nova shit.
Nah.
What's going on? This your boy Nav Green from Broken Play. Blue Chew, go get it, man. You can take it anytime. As soon as you wake up, pop that Blue Chew. In case you have something for the night, it's already working. It's already going, already flowing. And then tell them Broken Play sent you, man. That's how we start the podcast. Shout out to Marcel. He's on Blue Chew as we speak. 85 Sports. Go to BlueChew.com. You're going to get your first shipment free. All you got to do is pay the shipping. That's $5. What you waiting for, man? Stop going out bad. Stop going out sad. If you don't want to go to the doctor's office, you don't know how to get Viagra. Hey, cool. Come to BlueChew.com. Broken Play. Tell them we sent you. 85 Sports, that's the promo code. I ain't going to tell you nothing else. I done helped enough. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code 85 Sports at checkout. Just pay $5 for the shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code 85 Sports to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. Bruh.
She ain't got the fashion.
You never know. She put on that skin tight shit. Nigga started looking at Taylor Swift different. Look how we looking at it, Miss Worthy.
No. Miss Worthy was, I remember Miss Worthy.
She wore that same dress.
She went down and got that hug and she put that thing.
Oh, man. Don't do that. That's what I said to the team. I said, no, don't do that. Now, stop showing Taylor Swift. I want to see Miss Worthy. Boy, keep scoring.
When you texted me that, I literally was at it. I was like this.
Hey, Lou, Jane Daniels had a good game too. Nigga, I don't know if I want her or Miss Worthy.
I'm going to let you know like this.
What?
I got ties everywhere, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go back home. I'm going to go back home to D.C. I ain't never been to a what?
Commanders. They the Commanders.
Commanders now.
Yeah.
Well, I played there. I played against them when they was the Redskins, I believe. So now as a spectator, yeah, I think.
Bro, I didn't know it was so many niggas who fuck with Washington, the football team. Because the reason why I say that, like the players, like I saw PJ Tucker, Kevin Durant. Not everybody. Commanders. Oh, shit. Yeah. This
but
how
them two been. But them two been down.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah.
But a lot of them been. But you forget that niggas watch football because if your team don't be doing good, you don't post the shit.
Oh, for true sure. That.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, these diehard fans.
Because like Cowboy fans, they post regardless.
Win or lose. They going to post all week.
Because it's going to go viral.
Every week. Yeah. They going to post. They are going to post. Man, and shit, Daniels, he first in the NFC East right now. Could we put him in the MVP running?
No.
Hell yeah. Why not?
Why not?
Shit, yes.
Who you got in there?
Yes. Yes.
Huh?
Most definitely.
Who you got in there?
Who I got
if
in
we
there?
Have five candidates. MVP. If we have five candidates right now, who we putting in MVP?
Lamar, Pat Mahomes.
You got to put your boy in there too.
Who?
Henry.
Nah.
What?
Nah. He'll be office. He might win Offensive Player of the Year though.
Okay, so. Skip him then. Lamar, Patrick Mahomes, and who else?
CJ Stroud.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Nah. Not yet. Okay. I'll put Jaden Daniels in there before I put him.
Okay. This is your list. Go, Jaden.
Oh, yeah. We got to stop.
You're right.
Yeah, like that's what I'll be saying. Like,
yeah, We tripping.
I ain't. Yeah. All that shit.
Go ahead,
don't
bro.
Do that shit, man.
Do your list, bro. All
right, so your third one, Jaden Daniels, right? Are you going to put him
Let
in?
Let him say his own list, man.
No. No, hold on.
I'm trying to keep up,
I ain't trying to make you mad.
I'm trying to keep up, man.
I said I put the text. Nah, but I could go. What'd you say? Cousins? Nah, hell no. Fuck no.
Come on, you gave me two, bro.
Relax.
I said four.
Oh shit. Give me the four.
I said Lamar. I said Pat Mahomes. I said Jaden Daniels and CJ Stroud.
So long story short, Jaden Daniels is in it. You said no. That's what started.
No, what I'm saying is it's gonna come down to two.
All right.
He ain't gonna be in the two.
All right.
You think so?
Right now, I still just say he's an MVP candidate.
Bro, they 4-1.
They 4-1.
They leading the East.
They've been playing some good games, bro. And the nigga, they ain't figured him out yet.
I think he had more touchdowns than he has incompletions already.
Yeah.
He finally threw an
interception last week.
I'll see when they play Dallas. Hopefully, Dallas got their team back.
They play Baltimore.
Yeah, you're going to see this week. They got Baltimore this week.
Hey, Lamar versus Joe Burrow. Don't text me. What all that shit you said about Joe Burrow? The motherfucker go out there and don't win. Exactly what the fuck I meant.
Won his fault, though.
Yes, the fuck it was.
No, the hell it wasn't.
Bro, they was up 10 points on Baltimore.
That was just a hell of a game.
He can't play defense, and he can't kick field goal.
They had the ball, and he threw a pick. You remember that?
They got it back.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'll say this, though. Cincinnati, you need to pay that boy Jamar Chase.
Hey!
Right,
best wide receiver in the league.
No
today.
Question. No question.
Best wide receiver in the
that
league.
That nigga kept him in the game.
Who, no Justin question. Jefferson? No, Jamar Chase.
Uh-huh.
I would take Jamar Chase over Justin Jefferson.
My answer might change depending on the day. On
right now, I'm Jamar Chase,
oh, yeah,
bro.
For sure.
Nico Collins is having one of them years this year.
The Jets fire him.
Now, nigga, you shitted on him last week.
I said it. No, I didn't.
Bro, you said.
You said. Cause you said, said Stephon Diggs.
Yes.
I said Stephon. No. We were talking about prize pick shit. And then Nappit Beard over here said. Not you, Thad. Yeah. But he said. That's what he said.
Freaky man.
Oh. Forgot about Nico Collins? He's number one. I said, okay. But my boy still will get his touches. That's all I said.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
That was it.
All right.
Y'all can't forget about Devontae Adams.
Nah, yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
This year? For
yes,
sure.
Talking about what we can't forget about. Nigga, I forget about who the fuck I want to forget about.
Garrett Wilson.
Who?
Nah. Bro, hey, Thad.
He targeted him 22 times.
Hey, buddy. You about to get A-butted again, bro. Hey.
No.
Don't get A-butted again, bro. What's hey, up, boy?
Fuck that. But. Outside all that, Travis Kelce about to heat up.
Oh, yeah. Travis Kelce,
that whole
bro,
offense looked like that it was going shimmy, last night, bro.
And, bro, people be talking about injuries. Chiefs got injuries, and they still out there balling, dog.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kareem Hunt.
He back.
Man, surprised the shit out of me. I take back every negative thing I said or any negative thought I said. He showed the fuck up.
What'd you say? Bro. You ain't never said it on this show.
I wasn't sold on him.
You ain't.
I ain't say nothing.
You ain't never said nothing.
I wouldn't.
You might have been talking shit to your other niggas.
I probably was.
You ain't said shit about Kareem Hunt.
Huh. Shout out to Kareem Hunt.
Keep doing your thing, my nigga. Shit. Josh Allen. Boy ain't shit.
Bro, you can't do that. The boy was asleep for 3 quarters, bro. You can't do that. He was not supposed to be on that field.
Hey, real talk.
He was asleep for 3 quarters, dog.
But I will say, y'all ain't see the dap after?
With him
yeah,
and Stephon?
Yeah.
Was it
that.
A fake dap? Or
it wasn't no fake dap.
They really fuck with each
no,
other?
Steph, no. Steph gave him that dap and that look.
Right. No. Oh, okay. No. It was like, I see.
So that nigga eye? He said, which one y'all nigga kicked me?
Speaking of Stephon Diggs got a lot of static.
For my dog's birthday. And Dom's birthday at the end of the month. Oh, a lot shit, of, yeah, y'all nigga OVO in this motherfucker. Yeah. That bad bitch pose right there.
Yeah.
No, it's not like that, bro. Yeah. Dude, it came off wrong. It's your birthday, Lou. It's your birthday.
No, take that shit back.
No.
Pat, that shit did work.
See, she called your picture cute, bro.
Thank you.
That nigga crazy, bro. Nigga, Joe set this bitch on fire.
Shout out to Joe, man.
Shout out to Joe.
I ain't never seen Joe not laughing.
But I never heard Joe speak until today.
Only one person could make Joe mad.
You.
That nigga said that. When that nigga said that shit, you know what I'm talking about? My hand.
You were like this.
I went like that. That's what I said, boy. And once you start laughing, that's all I needed.
Yeah, I couldn't goddamn. Why you think the Jets fired their head coach?
Some believe it's for political reasons. He was very adamant about showing that the Palestine patch, Lebanon. I'm not well versed with the politics, but I know that patch had something to do with something political. And I don't think any of the leagues like to step in with religion and political issues like that.
That could be true, but I will say this: if you gonna be political and be religious, nigga, you gotta win.
Amen.
They'll let you. You can have a make America great hat again, long as you motherfucking winning. You start on. He's a Trump supporter. They getting you the fuck up out of there. They need a reason. Happy birthday to you, nigga.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
my dog. My dog. And all the Libras out there.
Ah. Ooh. I fought it too.
Put hair on a nigga.
Yeah. Talk to you like Boss Man.
Hey, that man Glorilla was impersonating Boss Man at some interview. She said, I fuck with Boss Man. He said, keep going, nickel.
Hey, shout out to Glorilla, man. Her album coming out soon. I'ma buy it.
I'ma buy it.
We all buying it.
Yeah, we're gonna support.
We all buying it.
You remember middle school when you take the it'd be folded up in fours, and you could put that little...
Oh, put the post on your wall?
In the locker and shit.
Who the first album you ever bought?
It was a two-sided... Tupac. My mom got me the... it was two-sided. It was two tracks. It was How Do You Want It? Then the other side of the cassette was... California.
Yeah, that rhyme.
And then the next album with Bone Thugs and Harmony. That was my first album.
You want to know for real?
What?
I bought two at the same time because it's my own money. I'll never forget. Babyface, it was that black and yellow CD. For the Cooling You, I think. Was that song, his premiere song? Just listen.
Yeah. Freak ass nigga.
And
I'm talking rap.
Shout out to my girl. I bought Monica CD with my money. When she was sitting
boy,
on the
Monica. When she was sitting on the curb.
Yeah.
When she had them steppers on.
Yeah. Just one of them days.
Some flapjacks. Yeah.
Blueprint was my first album that I bought with my own money.
Oh, you saying your own money? Oh,
yeah, my own
money. Y'all didn't clarify that.
Well, he changed it. Yeah.
What'd you get with your own money?
Huh?
What'd you get?
No. My first one was Bone Thugs. My own money? I'm gonna be real. Oh, it was. My own money was Get Rich or Die Trying. Yeah, Get Rich or Die Trying. And I was the only nigga on my team that had the explicit version. And then everybody like, Lou got it. Yeah.
What grade I was in? I think I was in seventh grade when Get Rich or Die Trying.
Fifth grade.
Damn.
Young, bro.
Elementary nigga, boy. You was ahead of your time listening to all that cussing. I think you shouldn't start cussing till middle school. Even though I was cussing young.
Second grade, you start cussing in DC.
But we shouldn't have been.
Yeah, you ain't supposed to be.
Yeah.
I call them teacher bitch in second grade.
Well, you a hell. Why are you talking about your daughter now? You a hell. Yeah, taking after her daddy. Yeah.
No, but you don't call nobody their name, ball. I'm saying.
Still disturbing the class. As a
little girl, I don't want to.
Oh, for sure. It's different with girls.
Not to that extent.
Yeah. I'm saying, but I was like, really like.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, I said
I'm gonna tell you some real shit. This the maddest I made my dad, bro. So I came home, I had got in trouble, got suspended. So my dad was like, "So what happened?" So you know, you gonna lie? I was like, "Dad, I promise, they lying." He was like, "So you didn't do that?" I was like, "Dad, listen to me, like woo the woo." So boom, so goddamn, we go to the school. My dad on the fuck shit. Nah, cause. My son got in trouble a few times. Y'all want to keep blaming him. Like, he going in on the teacher. Man, the teacher showed my dad, like, this is handwriting. My dad looked at me. He said, man, I want to apologize. But I can tell how he was apologizing. He didn't want to. I said, boy, they probably finna be the worst ass whooping I'm going to get. Man, I'm talking about we walking outside the school. I don't even think we walked out the door good. That nigga said,
yeah.
I said, God damn.
No, that's why I tell my daughter,
Tell me the truth.
Don't lie to me. Yeah. Tell me the truth. Because if you lie, I can't defend the lie.
Man, yeah. Nick.
I can only defend the truth. Man. And I tell her all the time. I say, just tell me. And she'll tell me.
I got to know how to help.
She'll lie to her mama.
Bro, I probably would have put, if my dad was like, put it on son. I probably would have put, dad, I put it on you. I wouldn't put shit on my mama. You can't just put shit on your mama, bro.
No.
Not just for the hell of it. You think the Ravens and Bengals game was the best NFL game we done seen thus far? Easily.
100%. Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
100%.
Still, well, got some diehard fans,
I ain't,
too.
Not to be biased, but that Falcons and Tampa Bay game was pretty good, too.
Yeah, you and Marcel was that one.
Yeah. It damn sure was. Falcons and Chiefs.
Falcons and Chiefs wasn't no damn good. The whole game, we knew the Chiefs was going to win.
No, the hell, you did not know that. You didn't know that.
Well, if y'all didn't know that, then that's on y'all. I knew.
Ain't nobody else know. You probably known, but ain't nobody else know.
It don't be AC in here.
Pat Mahomes had walked by. He was finna go to the locker room. I said, y'all straight? He said, man, we got this shit.
He probably had a head tilt, too. That nigga be on that motherfucker.
Bro, Deshaun Watson. Garbage bastard of the week. Maybe the month.
Nah, what about Aaron Rodgers?
Nigga, him too. Hey, Aaron Rodgers, retire. I just thought about it. We talking about firing the head coach. Nigga, get him the fuck up out of here. Bro, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, man.
You want to blame a head coach and his goddamn quarterback is 70. And he moved like a 70-year-old.
It's not me, Deshaun. This is the team. And I got to do what the team say.
Man,
I believe in you.
If you don't slam dunk that nigga and that motherfucker, you don't owe him no explanation.
I like Deshaun Watson.
Hey, I did, too, when he was in Houston. Nah, appreciate it, Lou. And pour a little liquor in that motherfucker.
I like Deshaun Watson, bro. I think he got put in a fucked up situation, bro. That's fucked up.
Who else we got? No, he ain't on
the
shit,
we got some more?
Oh, yeah. He ain't done? Why Kirk's still on
there? Oh, shit. Yeah,
Kirk,
we do.
Hey, take Kirk off there. He good now.
Kirk, all right.
Yeah, Kirk good. Kirk, you out the trash can. DJ, you.
DJ, oh, where he at?
He on, no, turn that trash can around. He on the track. He don't need to be on shit. Put him in that motherfucker.
Oh, damn, bro.
DJ U.
Oh, this is the boy.
Yeah, Florida State. Clemson quarterback. Yeah.
Hey, buddy. We only got a picture of you. I wish you was here. We would throw your motherfucking ass in that motherfucker. We don't need just a picture of you. You need to be in that motherfucker.
Florida State down bad.
Down bad. They losing to everybody. Woo. I like Clark Atlanta to beat Florida State. Michael Irvin.
Bro,
way you want to watch the game that bad.
Hey, bro.
That nigga say.
I get the passion. I get the intensity.
Ain't that much motherfucking passion in
bro.
Football.
But they know what they doing.
Come on,
that cameraman got right.
Come on, Michael Irvin.
I follow Unk. But we still got a dunk.
Hey.
Damn.
Bro, to be a garbage bastard, you got to be a repeat offender. Michael Irvin, this your first time, but nigga, that stance, we don't want you to repeat that.
Please,
so
bro.
We had to put you in that for that. I don't know what you were going through. Nigga, I don't want to see no play that bad. And I'm short. If I can't see the motherfucking play from where I'm sitting or standing, I just got to listen to the screen. Nigga, I'm not ducking on no nigga nuts. None of that shit to see no play.
Kirk, you all right this week?
Yeah, Kirk, you might be good for the rest of the season. 500 yards is on a Thursday night game?
What's his nickname?
Kirkwood. Kirkwood.
What'd you say?
Captain Kirk. Kirksky.
Yes, Kirksky.
Yeah, Kirksky.
That's what they call him on the team, right?
Yes, Kirksky.
Huh? I think they call him Kirksky on the team.
Yes, Kirksky.
He gonna have a lot of nicknames after that.
Yeah.
We only got two remaining undefeated teams. That's the Vikings and the Chiefs. Seeing the Vikings play, bro. Stephon Gilmore. That nigga still scrap.
Hey, I said this. I don't know if I said it on the show.
What?
Or I said it to y'all. I said the Vikings RIP to the young boy from back home.
For sure.
That died in the car accident. He from back home where I'm from. He was drafted.
From Oregon.
Is that name Carter? Number 31, look, I can't remember.
Can we pay proper respect to that?
He went to Oregon. I seen him play when they played against Colorado, and they could not complete shit against him.
Uh-huh.
And I said, man, who the fuck is this dude? And I Googled him. I said, he's from the city.
Kyrie Jackson?
Yep.
Long live Kyrie Jackson.
Sure. But I said, it's something that's telling me the Vikings are going to have one of them years, and it's going to be dedicated to him. They keep his jersey in the locker every game.
Damn, that's some sad shit too, bro.
Coach and everybody, they spoke at his funeral and everything. I don't know. Powers that be. Don't be surprised if the Vikings is in that hunt. Super playoff time.
Well, right now, 5-0, they got a great chance.
You ain't lying.
I'm talking about, because I think, the NFC.
You thinking Super Bowl?
I'm saying NFC.
I mean, they got a defense. I ain't going to doubt it. They handle business.
AFC is Baltimore, Kansas City, shit like that. NFC?
Oh, Houston in there, too.
Oh, Houston?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That whole NFC North division going to be trouble, bro. You got
Detroit.
Minnesota, Detroit, Chicago, and you got Green Bay. That's a hard
ass. I'm taking Minnesota because that nigga Brian Flores.
He got something to prove.
Is out there cooking shit up.
Hey, Minnesota play Detroit this week.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I like Detroit.
No. Is it this week? Damn.
Nah, I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Make sure. Make sure. Thought it was Dallas.
Yeah, they play Detroit on the 20th. They got a bye week.
Oh, okay, their next game. All right, cool. I'm right then.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah, still, that's the week. I like Detroit. Go ahead, you can answer. Carlos calling. They probably ain't told him yet. Hey, LeBron and his son shared a court for the first time. Bro, the nigga had to help his dad up, bro. I know that was a good feeling. Ooh. Like, bro.
How can you hate on that?
Can't, bro.
Like,
it's a beautiful thing.
Leave the hate. Take that hate out your heart and just witness some legendary shit.
Nah, for sure. That's a dope moment. Bro, last week we didn't get to talk about it, and somebody put it in the comments. We didn't show Derrick Rose his proper respect because he done retired. Shout out to Derrick Rose. Hell of a career,
man. My favorite basketball player.
That's your favorite basketball
player? Swear to God.
Bro, Reggie, I noticed something about you. When you get any ounce of liquor in you, a lot of your shit change.
What, dog? Nigga, he's my favorite.
I never heard you say that.
We ain't never talked about no damn Derrick Rose.
Yeah, if you your favorite basketball player, you would have.
No.
Why not?
We don't talk ball.
Hey, him
ball,
and Russell Westbrook, bro.
Ball, we don't talk about a lot of basketball.
That's fucked up.
We don't talk about
this shit too.
A lot of lists.
We don't talk about Chicago.
We don't talk.
That's fucked up.
Talk about Memphis.
You. I ain't gonna hold you. All right, I'll keep it to me. But like, hey, Derrick Rose though.
Hell of a
career. You know they call me Lou Rose. Like
No.
This is when I played in the league. When I played in the league, because you know we played in the league.
Oh, okay.
You ever play? You know, black basketball and everybody. Ask Cam. Everybody. Real deal hooper. They call me Lou Rose, and I always say I'm Derrick Rose without the hops. If you look at my high school clips and stuff like that, I used to wear the knee sleeve like when he like in Chicago and Memphis.
Yeah.
I had the ankle braces. I was like, bruh, I wore number one.
I saw you in that number one.
My jersey was hanging off and shit like him. Bro, I really thought I was D Rose.
You done showed Derrick Rose more respect than goddamn Reggie. And he talking about that's his favorite. That's we ain't never seen you say shit about Derrick Rose.
Shout out, I done wore number one all my damn life. If it's a number
that's
one
before
on,
Derrick Rose,
let me tell you
nigga.
Something, bro. If it's a number one on any field, I pay attention to that player. Derrick Rose was that guy, bro.
That's true.
Yeah, we could all say that.
But right, but I'm telling
you. How was he your favorite player?
He was the most explosive motherfucker on the court, and I hated that he failed that damn test before he got to Memphis.
Okay.
I hate they cheated on that shit, bro. I followed Derrick Rose.
What's your favorite game of his?
Like, my favorite game is when he came to Atlanta and dunked on, I don't know who he dunked on, but it was the first round of playoffs.
You were there too, weren't you?
I was.
We're going to do a what the hell going on segment.
Huh? It was Paul Millsap.
Might have been.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Thad, remember.
Yeah, I was a big D Rose fan.
I can believe that because you know who he dunked on. Bro, I'm telling you, bro. That nigga Reggie.
That's
fucked up, bro.
Dad give you facts.
Don't pass me shit
like,
else on set, bro.
Nah, I was there.
Yeah. Even if you don't want to believe that, you will.
And when he looked at you, he'd be like, nah, I was there. Nah, I remember. And then that way, that back
like,
row, yeah.
Dad, you were too. I was there. I'm from New Orleans.
I've
been rooting
there
for the Saints all my life.
Super Bowl?
I was there. We gonna y'all wanna see Yvette on camera. So Yvette done came up with a segment, you know what I mean, dedicated to what she might could talk and speak on.
I know, I need like a little bit of something to give to the show. Cause during football season I give like go sports. But today we're talking about
what. And we like the glasses, Yvette.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. They're black on brand. Oh, my bad. Today, we're going to talk about what happened with Cardi B and Stefan.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Whoa. The messy shit.
Allegedly.
Shout out to my nigga, Steph. Real city nigga, man. Like, y'all got to really understand it, bro. Where I'm from, bro. Get your home, man.
Would y'all do that? Would y'all be him in the situation? Like,
huh? Say what?
Huh?
You say that again?
Would you be him in the situation?
Fuck like, no.
What you mean?
Would
I be him?
Allegedly was with Cardi B while she was 8 months pregnant.
That's some distasteful.
You talking about would I be Stefan?
Yeah.
Yeah, motherfucker, nigga, she could be right by the hair that motherfucker. That Cardi B, you acting like now on some other just regular shit? No.
No, I fucked that. Now. I don't know what you talking about. Ain't no other pussy like no pregnant pussy. And that's
8 months.
And that's,
I know that motherfucker.
And that's on life.
I know that motherfucker like a...
Y'all some evil motherfuckers.
8 months? That motherfucker.
Talk about what?
I'm trying to fight back.
This is the most unhinged show ever.
8 months? Goddamn, Carter.
Stay up, champ.
Yeah, champ.
Oh, shit. Can't what? Do dreaming. Can't do dreaming.
Yeah. Rest it up. I take your bit right from you. Hey, don't worry. Come back, nigga.
I'm set.
Hey, I fuck with Seth, though.
Nah, for real. Seth, this ain't about you,
this
bro. You know,
nah.
I fuck with you.
Yeah, it's not about him.
Yeah, I just seen you and adapt you. You know it, love.
Nah, this Seth, nah, I fuck with Seth.
He just jokes, but sometimes truth and jokes. Now, Steph did that.
Y'all niggas
that nigga
ain't
say,
shit, bro.
Hey, bro, they got to show that clip.
Bro, that's... I don't know how they might... What you niggas think when you get a fine, successful baby mama, what's gonna happen?
Come on.
And we don't know their history. We don't know what they done been through.
He been embarrassing her for a long time.
Hey, now, I don't
know about that.
Don't use that word embarrassing.
He has been.
The nigga got number one hits.
We don't
know
about
that.
That nigga provide for us kids.
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. She's also still, like, her own successful person. Like,
for sure.
No, nigga, don't be out here embarrassing me. Well, I'll embarrass you, too.
I will say this,
Yvette. That was embarrassing, so.
I'm a fan of Cardi B. I love Cardi B. Mm-hmm. And Cardi B is a Libra queen.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. She
a Libra.
On her birthday. What day?
I'm going to say the 11th.
We finna look it up.
Shout out.
Don't ask me how I know.
Bro.
Yeah.
The Braves sorry as fuck.
The 11.
That's fucked up.
Why even go to the playoffs when you're going to go get your ass whooped like that?
We have 5 All-Stars hurt all year now.
I don't give a fuck.
They out of the playoffs now?
Yeah, they out of the playoffs.
Yeah, Riddle down. Riley down. Acuna down. That's fucked up. I was happy they made it to the playoffs.
I love that G-Money.
Yeah.
Hey, the Aces got knocked out by the Liberty. Bro, and I'm going to say this. I put on Twitter, I said, well, that go to WNBA playoffs for me. Nigga talking about something. No, Collier just as good. Nigga, I went never watching for points, rebounds, and assists. Nigga, I like Asia Wilson, nigga. And I like that leg sleeve she wear, like. Hey, that shit is attractive to me.
That leg sleeve?
Yes, it's little shit. Look, that's how I know. And I'm glad God made me the way I am. Because, nigga, it don't take much for me to like a woman. I just like women.
And I love the naturality of it. Like, the circumference of the way her sleeve it sits up. Yeah. She cuffed that other side up.
She not showing too much, but she's showing enough when you in your head like, ooh.
That's what I like. When you don't show enough, but you show just enough.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Let my mind wander.
Absolutely
right?
Does.
Show just enough because now I can assume whatever I want to assume.
And do what I want to do.
Don't
this
put
my
your
mind.
Pussy lips on live for 1,000. No. Yeah. Let me figure it out.
Yeah. I want to imagine what they might look like.
Absolutely. I agree with you on that.
You don't spoil the surprise, man. Mm-hmm.
You seen your girl?
Go ahead.
You seen your girl step out?
Who?
What's her name?
Angel Reese.
Angel Reese.
Oh, boy, what now you telling me?
She the print.
Hey, bro, you know how you know she bad? They put her with Jada Waiter and Dez. They got like a little collage of all they fine ass, and I'm just flying through.
But see, I like Angel Reese more than them. And that's just my preference.
You want to just play her for your heart. Type shit.
Nah, bro.
Absolutely.
What you mean?
Play me for my heart.
Nah.
Because you play basketball.
No, I done did that with a woman, though.
Toe her ass up.
She played in the SEC.
Oh, okay.
No, she was a real deal hooper. I ain't going to say no names.
She won or you won?
Mm. You know who won.
My boy.
But I had to hoop at that's why I was at Tech.
No shit.
I had to hoop in the thing. We watched Love and Basketball. You know, we had a little oil.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you. Look here. I was Sean Kemp that whole one time. Didn't like that.
Yeah, you got... Bro, niggas don't realize.
Then I tore that ass.
Women are competitive, Lord, bro. Just find out what your girl like to do. Take her to an arcade, nigga.
And they like to compete.
They love to compete. This nigga, I might lose on purpose to see that ass bounce.
Yes, man. Women want to show that they... Wait till you see my other side. They want to show that other side.
And, bro, niggas don't realize them ain't expensive dates. You think you got to take this bitch all the way to all this fancy shit. That bitch like to play basketball and shoot at the hoop.
Bowling.
She like the bowl.
I think we like both, but
bowling for sure.
And like a good look, man. I love what you said. Now, say that again one more time,
bro. Take her out. Let her bowl. Let her play basketball. Play tic tac toe when y'all waiting on your food.
The what's the thing where all the things fall? The bricks and shit.
Oh, Jenga. Oh, nigga.
One of them big Jenga jits.
Oh.
What's it? Yeah, they got the big one. Yeah, they got the big one.
As soon as the Jenga fall, the pussy fall.
See? There you go. You done fucked up again.
Ah!
You too good at this game. Oh, bitch, I know. I ain't gonna lose at this shit. Man, I changed the rules as we go. Oh, no, you not fifth up. You got
to. There you go. Then that oil start going?
All right, shot. Every time it drops, we got to take a shot.
We said it, though. We said it already.
But see, I'm so player ball. She like, this nigga a real nigga. She losing, taking her shot. Get what I'm doing?
Winner.
Oh, yeah. Bitch, you ain't finna outfuck me.
We on the same level.
Yeah. Because you niggas be fucking up. She be getting
That's
so...
That's important.
Yeah.
Be on the same level with these women.
The women getting so fucking... And when she outfuck you one time, you... It's hard.
Ain't coming back. And you know all the goddamn group chats.
All right. I ain't gonna lie. I done fucked up before. I done fucked up a few times.
I done fell asleep. I ain't never fucked up.
Bro, I fell asleep and woke up. I said, oh, Sheldon didn't leave. Oh, I went the fuck crazy. Hey. Because that nigga was still in me.
And you got that ball.
Sheldon went and took a shower. She said, I came back out. You was snoring. I said, Unk can't handle all that. Unk getting old. That when I realized I got to start pacing myself.
Absolutely.
We going shot for shot. I'm like, it didn't be pouring the liquor out. Like, I can barely walk to the car.
Man.
Hey.
Man, that's shit. What I'm saying, bro. You got to talk about that coochie one time.
Yeah.
Why you like Angel Reese?
Huh?
Why you like Angel Reese?
No, I just think she's a good young woman, and she's doing a lot of good things in her community.
Definitely in the community.
Absolutely. And I love everything she stands for. I love where she's going. I love her aura, yeah, and her confidence.
Good words.
Cause
it ain't all about pussy. That what niggas be fucking up. And sometimes women be watching like, damn, all they talk about. No, we like the aura.
We like the aura, and I don't want all pussy. I want confident pussy.
Mm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a difference between pussy and confident pussy.
You never lie.
Pussy, elaborate on this.
Pussy is like, pussy come a dime a dozen. Pussy come on trees.
For sure.
Confident pussy make you step up.
Uh-huh.
Make you perform.
Make you talk to her different.
There you go. It make you want to step your shit up. It motivates you.
For sure.
Pussy, you can get pussy in your sleep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Literally.
That's all I'm saying.
You know what, Lou? To say this is why I think Lou is so right. Sometimes when pussy might hit you, you're like, man, when confident pussy hit you, I can do this shit later.
Nigga, clean up real quick.
Yeah, that's the difference. You gonna get that confident pussy when it call. Regular pussy, like, do I feel like fucking shit?
Put like this. Confident pussy, I'm gonna fold all my clothes up that I done washed. Regular pussy,
you don't care how I look.
I keep them clothes on top of that cover. Go on this side. Go on this side. I'm going to tear that up real quick. Thank you very much.
What you about to do?
And I go home, and I'm going to go to sleep, and I'm still not going to fold them clothes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bro, sometime the right pussy will come over there and like, they might fold the shit up for you. Sometimes it's a test. Sometimes you got to test them. Oh, bitch, you nasty like me.
Because that's a beautiful thing.
Y'all preaching a little bit.
You done moved these motherfucking clothes just like I was going to move more? Bitch, you nasty. Well, you see how you told her, get on this side? Some bitches will see that and like, oh, I know I got to get on this side. Oh, bitch, your bed like this too.
Mm. But see, that's diabolical.
Yeah. So I know you just like me.
Yeah. Yvette, and I say that with all love.
I don't feel that way.
No, I'm just saying, just, you know, for the woman delegation.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
For the delegation.
Bro.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is all love. It's just, you want me to be honest or lie to you?
Go to a woman's house.
Good question.
And look at the towel and the washcloth she gave you. You're supposed to have at least one matching set. Bitch, why I got a burgundy towel with a faded blue one? Washcloth.
I don't mind that, but just make sure ain't no rips in that motherfucker. Ooh. Make sure ain't no holes in that motherfucker. Make sure it ain't paper thin, like I know you done had that motherfucker for 4 or 5 years.
Give me your best towel when I come over the first time.
I feel
time.
That. My I
first
feel time. That. That's presentation.
The next week, give me the rip one. I that's don't
exact.
A
there you go.
I
that's
might
presentation.
Not even yeah, I'm gonna,
for sure. For
sure. I'm going to lay down that to your ass.
Put it like this. I wash my towels before I wash my clothes. Mm. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
I make sure them towels is fresh. Starched. Uh-huh. Folded.
The spirit of Marcel is in the building.
Nah. We ain't say nothing about no honey.
Shout out.
And this ain't wash, nothing with freaky. This cleanliness.
That's freaky to wash your towels. If your towels are the first priority to wash, bro.
No,
you gotta wash your face.
That's Marcel.
You gotta take a shower. Mm-hmm. I'm saying,
no,
look.
Nice towels are definitely like a turn on, and like don't let them smell kind of weird. Like it needs to
see
be.
What I'm saying? You see what I mean? It's just playing.
I need to smell the unstoppable.
I'm just saying, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like this just
first.
This just bass fishing, bro.
She ain't going through your dresser and seeing if your shit. She gonna look at them towels and washcloth.
And some fresh soap, man. Don't have her beating up the fucking soap.
For sure.
Have some fresh soap.
Get you a Bath and Body Works candle. Get one. Have some other candles.
Gotta have them plug in.
I like them. I keep the plug gotta in. Have them and plug I like in. Them shits out of Target, too.
What? I was like, the Target ones are nice.
Yeah, them Target ones. Self-check.
The actual nigga,
ones. Target what?
I like what my mama have in her garage, and she don't know I take out the motherfucker. I get them Bath and Body Works candle. I can't say what favorite fragrance or whatever
ones.
She have
the
in
the Target threshold.
The Target one got here.
Not anything like super fruity, like a nice sandalwood, Palo Santo, like something like
that. Yeah, I don't know what she be having. I just take them out the box. I don't know till I like that motherfucker.
Oh, you get them out the box? Oh, hell yeah.
No, I got
my mama. I know you talking about.
My mama knew the Bath and Body Works when they had a sale, big ass sale.
Absolutely.
I like the Target. I got to smell it. They don't know what I'm getting into.
For sure. QB1 with Reggie.
Oh shit! Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go over college football first. A lot of upsets.
Reggie, good quarterback.
A lot of upsets. We want to talk about the good quarterbacks. Okay, cool. Let's start off with your boy Carson Beck. They did all right.
Good quarterbacks, Reggie.
All right, cool. He went for 240, two touchdowns as they looked okay against Auburn, 31-13. Jackson Dart bounced back against South Carolina, but South Carolina basically gave them boys the win, so I wasn't too impressed. Now, Texas A&M, this boy, Connor Wingman, I believe his name is, be on the lookout for Texas A&M. They just beat number 9 Mizzou at home, 41-10.
Yeah, running back.
No, this is a quarterback.
Sorry.
He actually threw for 276 and ran for 33 in a comeback game. The surprise of college football, I believe, right now is the Indiana Hoosiers. Curtis Rook, I believe that's his name and that's how you pronounce it. They moved to 6-0. They just beat Northwestern. He went for 380 and three touchdowns. Indiana is 6-0.
Are they still in the Big
Ten? Yeah, still same conference. They haven't really played too much competition, though.
Because everybody leaving that motherfucker, too. Yeah, you're right.
Comeback kid. We talked about Cam Ward already, man. Came back from a 25-point comeback. All right, 437 yards passing. Did have one pick, but had two throwing touchdowns and one rushing touchdown. Bro, I think he won a lot of voters over this past weekend. I went to sleep and put my money down that Miami is going to lose and woke up a loser.
Damn, I took the over.
So I was very disappointed, but I was happy for that kid. What's up?
Can he do what he's doing at the next level?
He has passed for 3,000 yards 3 times in his college career. He has won everywhere he has been, including Washington State. He fell short of the D2 national championship while he was at that small school in Texas. I can't remember the name of it, but they only lost to North Dakota State, and we know who that is now. And that was in the semifinal game. So every team, every level he's played on, he has won. And not only won, this motherfucker has shined. Shout out to Michigan State and USC. They lost. The hell with them. Boise State, we're going to talk about them because they do have the Heisman hopeful, Ashanti Jante. He went crazy this past week, but his quarterback is also doing some big shit. He went for 256 and 3 touchdowns, but we already know who runs that show.
Definitely.
Milton is still alive for the Heisman. I don't care what nobody says. Yes, they did take that ugly-ass L at Vanderbilt, but they still
come
got...
Come on, Milrow.
Yeah, Milrow, excuse me. Milrow's still alive for the Heisman.
Oh, for sure.
They got South Carolina, Tennessee, and Mizzou next on top of LSU in about 4 weeks. So he still has a lot of games, a lot of opportunities to prove that he's that guy. He still ended up with 300 yards passing, 1 touchdown, 1 INT. But he did run for a touchdown as well. Now, you know, we got to talk about your boy at Vanderbilt, Diego Pava. I think that's how you pronounce his name. He stole the show, 250 yards through the air, 56 on the ground, and also ran for a touchdown. So shout out to Vanderbilt and Diego. Shout out to Diego. I haven't talked about your boy Nico at Tennessee, and you see why. I have not been impressed by the guy. They went up there to lay the egg. And blew the cash. They lost 14-19 to Arkansas. Only threw for 158, and he's just not. He's
not there.
He's not there. He's not there. He's not there. I think it might be the light skin effect. Everybody just think he's a tall, light skinned guy that can throw the ball a little bit.
I know some folks that was really.
I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see it. Who else? I told y'all to look out for Syracuse. Syracuse went out to UNLV, pulled off an upset. They were not supposed to win that game. He went for three. Cal McCord went for 355, one INT. Did have three touchdowns, though, and played his ass off. They won in overtime 44-41. But your boy, that backup that stepped in for the boy leaving the school, Hodge Malik Williams, went for 227, three touchdowns and one pick, and he ran for 50 and also scored a touchdown on the ground. So if you are like me and you want to look for those sleeper teams, do not sleep on UNLV. That's a good pick for a lot of people. Gabriel Dillon, he's supposed to be a Heisman hopeful. They undefeated, but the most importantly, man, pay attention to number 15, Tez Johnson. He is an electric receiver out of Oregon, number 15. He's going to do some shit. Pay attention to him as well. Some other notable quarterbacks, because we're going to show love outside the top 25, even though Nav doesn't like to. Coastal Carolina, Ethan Fasco with a 361, three touchdowns, beating Old Dominion 45-37. Houston, Zion Chris went for 141. They upset TCU 30-19. 141, one touchdown.
Yeah, shot.
Yeah, you got to look over that. Wait a minute.
Texas State, Jordan McLeod went for 252, two touchdowns.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. It's your birthday,
they
bro.
Beat Troy 38-17.
Yeah, get ball one, so
he can stay. And Sam Leavitt out of Arizona State. They are 4-1 now. That's another sleeper team. My dog. No, I'm good.
Oh, he tripped. Scary.
They're another sleeper team. They went 4-1. He went for 157 in the air, 77 on the ground for four total touchdowns. They beat Kansas 35-31.
Arizona beat the 49ers.
Hey, look, there are games Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. College football is in effect. We are watching football every single night. Tune your ass in. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There's football every day this week.
Hey.
They got the Red River rivalry in college football. That's Texas versus Oklahoma. It's another notable game that I was thinking about, and I'll come back to it. But anyway, the biggest game of the weekend for them, for college, is at Texas, the big Red River rivalry, and that's Texas versus Oklahoma. Now, let's go on to the NFL.
Thank you.
Hold on, before you go there.
Yes.
Is Archie Manning ready?
I told you he wasn't.
No, I'm talking about I thought he played pretty straight, right?
They ain't played this week.
Oh, they ain't played this week. Oh,
yeah, but they haven't played.
Is he gonna be starting this week?
If your boy's still hurt, but I just don't see the development just yet. And
if he beats Oklahoma this week.
Now, that's another thing.
That's all I'm saying. This could be his.
That's his team.
This could be his coming out party.
So that's another thing.
Gotta say that no did.
No Hernandez.
Oh, shit. How'd I forget? Kansas State versus Colorado. This could be one of those games to both Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter can kind of catapult up that Heisman chart.
Coach Prime.
Kansas State, I think, they rate 18. So this is one of those ones that they could really put on. And another game that's going to be interesting, too, Ole Miss versus LSU. That's going to be one of the big SEC games. All right, NFL, shout out to Kirko Cousins. Y'all already know who my quarterback of the week is.
Kirsky.
Not only did we get to bring in Matt Ryan in the Ring of Honor, we did have Kirk Cousins set a Falcons record throwing for 509 yards.
Why that nigga with that? He did that shit. He's look. Oh, I got
another notable stat. About Captain Kirk, he's the only quarterback to throw for 250 in the first half and the second half in the Super Bowl era. So, I mean, the money is paying off so far. So, moving on to Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray still fucking up everybody's goddamn bets.
Because everybody had the 49ers,
man,
bro.
I don't know if y'all watched this game, but Kyler Murray threw the deuces on an NFL football team at the 40-yard line and skated on their ass for a 50-yard touchdown. So for him to do that just shows you the talent level that he has.
And they gave up on him.
Yeah.
I think that's – and Kyler,
he won the ones, bro.
They wrote me off, but I ain't right back.
He won the ones.
That's when you can say that shit.
And a lot of them niggas that had that baseball mentality to them, Pat Mahomes.
It's a real thing.
They got a little, even old Russell Wilson. Russell not new Wilson, Russell Wilson, yeah. But old Russell Wilson.
Uh-huh. Shit, old Russell Wilson might be coming back because my boy ain't doing too good. I get to that.
Justin Fields.
Yeah. My homeboy doing his thing, bro. If you look at the stats, you don't see just how impactful that guy is. But, man.
You got to watch the game.
Dog, he completed passes to 8 different receivers, 331 yards, had one INT on a drop pass. It wasn't his fault. And he had 4 open, wide open receivers that they just necessarily, it seemed like they weren't gelling just yet. But the Chiefs are they're going to be a dangerous-ass team, bro. So, shout out to my homeboy. Jaden Daniels stays hot, does his thing. Deshaun Watson at the end. Let me explain something to you about that walk-off and Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson was just fed up with the team. Deshaun Watson was fed up that it was 12 players in the fucking huddle, and it was 4th and goal, and the only chance for us to go and win this game is for us to score this touchdown. And for us to have 12 people in the huddle, he's like, man, I don't know what else to do. I feel him, but I don't feel the walking off part, but, you know, it is what it is.
What's the purpose? What was the purpose of that?
What's that, walking off? We didn't need to burn the timeout. So for us to call the timeout, it negates any chance that we have later on in the game to win. But, I mean, I think that's just a shit show up there. I talked about Miami and Tennessee last week. I think we can throw Cleveland right in there with the trash can, you know, the seller of the league, basically.
Bro, Deshaun Watson, I think the expectation was so high because we felt like Houston gave up on him.
Yeah.
And then he get to Cleveland, like, just give us a game, bro.
It's Cleveland now.
I think Cleveland.
It's Cleveland.
I think Cleveland for
it's Cleveland.
Historically, just for QBs, period.
It's Cleveland, bro.
It's just a man. I did a thing in 2022 at the Cleveland game. Mm-hmm. It was a Bleacher Report, and it was some tailgate shit. One of the games was to name all the QBs that they've had.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, them niggas done had so many QBs. It's like, it don't even make sense. And the list going to continue to go on. I think it's a curse.
Who was the last notable quarterback for the Browns?
RG3.
Baker Mayfield.
Oh, Baker.
Let that sink
in. Then before that, Johnny Manziel.
Let that sink
in. Well, RG3, I thought he was in there.
But Baker Mayfield, I think Baker Mayfield showed you just what Cleveland was. RG3 was there. Johnny Manziel was there. No, RG3 wasn't there.
Yeah, RG3 that was only Washington.
2 years. That's it.
RG3 was there.
I'm going to look at it. I don't remember that part there. Can we look that up? Shout out to the Vikings, Sam Darnold doing his thing still. Daniel Jones came back to win in Seattle, 29-20. Joe Flacco brings his old ass off the bench, throws for 359 and 3 touchdowns, but still lost by 3 points to
Trevor
Lawrence.
Gave the Jags their first win, man. Duval,
hell yeah.
You could
Trevor Lawrence
celebrate.
371 and 2 touchdowns.
Where?
RG3 Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
No, with the Cleveland Browns.
2016. That was it. And then he played for Ravens 2018.
I swear to God, I don't remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good right. Shit, Lou. Another epic battle that we already talked about between Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson, man. Shout out to Lamar, 348 yards passing, 4 TDs. No interceptions and 55 yards on the ground. They going crazy right now. Baltimore, I think they catching stride.
Yes, sir.
C.J. Stroud, 331, 1 touchdown, 1 pick. Josh Allen, that was very disturbing to see them put him back in the game, given the fact that Tua went down with that concussion. I really think he played 2.5 to 3 quarters sleep. Bo Nix still on the run, cussed out his coach and let him know this is his show, so shut the fuck up and let me run my shit. Dak can show you he been that. Dak Prescott has absolutely no weapons, and I'm about to be out on CeeDee Lamb. Dak has no weapons.
What?
Yeah, we can argue all you want to.
Bro,
I said CeeDee Lamb shit, is not CeeDee Lamb is young. Not stepping up when his quarterback needs him, and he is obsolete.
CeeDee Lamb is getting double teamed, bro. Did y'all watch the Steelers game?
CeeDee Lamb is not stepping up.
And who the fuck do Dak be throwing it to?
CeeDee Lamb is not stepping up when Dak needs him, bro. If you're getting double teamed now, there are schemes, there are routes, are drawn up to beat
Dak
that.
Throwing, he like, so who fought it was the jump ball fault? Did you see CeeDee talking to him?
I hear that, shit. But I'm going to say that CeeDee ain't a top 5 receiver right
yes,
now.
Yes, bro.
I'm
doubling down on it.
Oh, how?
I agree with you. Lou, I agree with you.
Are those interceptions Dak's fault?
Yes.
For sure. For sure. But that, I don't think people understand how hard it is to turn the ball over and still win, let alone do that shit three times. He had a fumble, a sack fumble, and he threw two picks and still won an away game. Now, a lot of that goes back to the lack of performance on the other side of the field with Justin Fields, and I think his job is in trouble. As much as I want that guy to win, he's just not making that next step. And everything that's been saying behind closed doors about him not being that guy is showing.
He done did enough. He did what he was supposed to do.
Yeah, but
He gonna be a backup for the rest of his
Caleb career. Williams, shout out to him. I think he had his most complete game.
Caleb had a great game.
Against Carolina. 36 of 10, 20 of 29, 304 yards and two touchdowns. He ran the ball for about 30 yards as well. And shout out to Tyler Huntley. Got a win up in New England, 15 to 10. All right.
Kodak.
Key matchups this week, man. Thursday, we got San Fran versus Seattle. Early slate on Sunday, we got Washington versus Baltimore.
Good
which
game.
Is going to be so damn good. I can't wait to see Jaden Daniels versus Lamar Jackson. We also got Kyler Murray versus Jordan Love, which is going to be entertaining as well. Arizona versus Green Bay. On the late slate, man, I think it's Detroit versus Dallas. Can you look if it's Detroit playing Dallas this week?
He said that's.
I know. I don't know if it's this week or next.
Yeah,
week.
They play.
Yeah,
they play this week.
I want to make
Sunday,
sure.
Sunday, October 13th.
So shout out to what's my boy's name? My boy Goff, Jared Goff. What up though? And Sunday night we got the Bills versus the Jets. It may be a good game or not, but I'm looking forward to that Arizona.
Bills versus Jets.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking forward to that Washington versus Baltimore game, Jaden Daniels and Lamar Jackson. That is your QB1 segment for the week. Hey, man, hit me in the comments and tell me which quarterback you think did best or which quarterback you want me to talk about. And there's one more thing I want to clear up about what we said last week. Nav talked about Alabama not being or being the most accepted or accepting to black players in the in college. And I agree with them. I talked about how they started to recruit black players. I did not say they had the first black quarterback. That's Tennessee. The Tennessee Volunteers had the first black quarterback in the SEC. But what happened to Alabama is that they got their ass whooped by USC, who had a black quarterback, a black fullback, and a black tailback. And after that game in 1971, I believe, Paul Bear Bryant said, hey, I need the black athlete. So he started to recruit black athletes. So when we talked about black quarterbacks, I said Nav wasn't too far off because Alabama started to recruiting a lot more black athletes.
Yeah,
Bob, after
we ain't clearing shit up. Nigga, if you didn't understand him, it's your motherfucking fault.
Was
we
OJ on that shit up? Was OJ on that USC team?
No.
Nigga, fuck.
But if he was on that team, he didn't start. Because they had a running back nicknamed Bam. Man, I think he ran for like 173.
Okay. We reading the comments that we want to read.
Amen.
J Mays 27 said Marcel and Thad thought they was on First Take with the stats. We keep it nigga on this show for shit show. Julian U9K said this is the perfect blend of barbershop talk and ESPN First Take. We needed this. Yes, y'all sir. Going hard.
Yes,
that's what it is.
Yes, sir.
That's what we want to see in here. Rated K615 said Yvette, apologies if I spelled it wrong. Is a beautiful, healthy black woman. Loud. Shout out to Yvette. You got to know the difference between woman and women. That's off the gate.
He wrote that shit from jail.
Yeah. When you put E, it's two events. Like women. Woman.
Woman.
Shout out to A.
Just one of them. And yes, nigga, she is beautiful. But how you know she healthy? That's how you niggas get tricked. She look healthy, but you don't know. She probably smoked black and mild. Nah, you don't. But if saying Yvette, he don't know that by looking at the camera. If, what if Yvette smoked cigarettes when she walk out here? Man, this job got me so fucking stressed. I need this cigarette all day. You never know. Fellas, we got to start opening our horizons.
Doing our research.
Savon Gaither said, happy early birthday. That could be for Ball and Lou. Shout out to them boy, man.
It's for us.
Take a shot for them boy. Tell them boy happy birthday on all the social media handles.
Oh, and if you're in Atlanta, Greenhouse, it's the old suite, I believe.
Suite Lounge, downtown with it. Lucky Street, if I ain't mistaken.
Yeah, B-Day celebration.
Yeah, come show some love, buy some drink, buy the nigga some shot. Make Lou have to crawl to the goddamn black truck.
Oh, gosh.
But, yeah, it's out there. Ladies, you know,
Lou and Ball, they got to have a drink off.
No, we ain't having no damn drink off, but we going to have a good time.
Ball say that, and then he Ball, had a drink off.
Stop doing that. I feel Marcel now, bro. Don't do that shit, bro. Y'all going to have any motherfucking think I'm an alcoholic rock around here for real, bro.
I ain't nobody saying that, Ball, bro. I ain't saying an alcoholic. I'm just saying you could drink, bro.
Nigga, I'm grown.
I ain't saying...
I got kids.
And it be for no reason, though.
No, when Ball
That's
take
grown
a
man
Ball,
shit.
You get excited when you see
when them. Ball take a sip, Ball say...
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
We up.
That's fucked up.
I brought out the bottle. Ball said, now we talking. What the fuck?
No,
this nigga said your birthday.
That nigga said, oh, QB1, let's do it. Nah, I'm fucking with you. I did the same thing.
Cordarius Thompson said, man, I wish I could come up there and have a laugh. The hood fuck with y'all for real. We call each other phone and tear up laughing, reliving the show. All we do is sit up in the 18-wheeler and laugh, man. Y'all goaded.
That's hard.
That's what we do that shit
for. Shout out to the CDL niggas, man.
All the truck, hell yeah. All the truck drivers, they...
And they put this shit on.
Clients that do that shit.
Huh?
They listen to every show. I got a couple clients that drive.
Oh, bro.
Every show.
Shout out to the niggas I be seeing, like, in person, like, walking up. Hey, I was not trying to rush you off. I saw one of the niggas in the mall. He was like, bro, man, when y'all talking about that baby mama shit, I'm going through that shit. He was like, bro, my baby. I said, bro, I got to go. Anytime a nigga you don't know try to talk about their baby mama, get the fuck out. And, bro, I'm not talking about you now, but, bro, I promise you I had something to do. Nigga, I knew that was going to be a 30-minute conversation.
45.
At least. At least. 45.
And my bad. That I'm nigga, glad you watched the show, but nigga, that the time when the time.
That nigga going to go. And then the part when you said.
Well, when y'all say y'all, it like another child, bro. Look, I said, bro, I know what the fuck you talking about. I said, bro, I got to go pick my daughter up right now. I had to get the fuck up out of there. I saw what it was headed to. Prize picks, we've been doing like, hey. I had Drake London on because I thought Kirk Cousins was going to have to feed Kyle Pitts. The nigga went for 154. Mm. I had him under 62. You probably could have had every receiver for the over. And it would have hit for
that game.
The nigga had 500 yards.
True.
Garrett Wilson had over 53.5. Shout out to Reggie. He hit. Marcel had Jordan Mason over 90.5. The nigga had 89.
Yeah.
Tough.
And they lost. When you don't help me win money, I want you to lose. Jawan Jennings, over 41.5 receiving, y'all. He had 13. Lou, what made you pick him?
Nigga done had a couple good weeks, man.
Oh, okay.
Nigga got, nigga, man.
That had Rashid Shaheed, over 56.5. That nigga had 86. Dom had Baker Mayfield under 241. He had 180. Shit, let's see.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
I'm gonna do this and get the fuck on, man.
Man. How the Browns defense?
Huh?
I'm looking at Saquon Barkley, but I don't know how good the Browns defense is.
Do we give up on the Eagles yet?
Who they got this week? They got the
Cleveland
Browns? Well, shit, that's a win.
Shit, you never know.
Yeah, they got too many injuries.
I might go college football.
I ain't think about that.
Niggas say Travis Hunter need a good game. Kurt
oh,
Wood.
Oh, nigga, that you gonna eat.
238.
I got.
Oh, and they playing Carolina?
Mm-hmm. I got Shadur over 1.5 passing touchdown.
Good pick, bro. That's a great pick.
Shadur.
What you got for Shadur? Oh, I'm trying
over
to get
1.5 passing touchdown.
Okay.
You gonna get 2 tugs for sure. Needed.
I'm gonna go. I'm going to go Lamar, a rushing touchdown.
He only got to get one?
Nah, I ain't doing that crazy shit. Just my look, he don't.
You ain't going to college?
Yeah, I'm going to do college like I fucking said. I'm doing receiving yards. Travis Hunter. Bro, it'd be so hard picking this shit. You overthink this shit.
You taking it over?
Yeah. 98, man, he gonna go for 100. He in the Heisman running, he need it.
What you doing? What you doing? Oh, you picture doing.
Over 1.5? Yeah, pass touchdown.
Promise for you gotta make it where you could do a couple options on the same play or two.
Oh, you can't pick the same play?
Yeah, I can't pick the same.
I'm going NFL.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Geno Smith over passing yards, 254.
Hey, Dom, who you got? Minnesota, Connecticut tonight. Suns. I like Minnesota. Lynx. Call ya, bro. If Courtney Williams wanna got hurt, they can't stop her. Shout a explosive. She moved quick.
Give me Brandon Ayuk. Over 4.5 receptions.
But neither one of them beat the Liberty, huh?
You got that?
Got it. We need one more.
Greg, Yvette.
I have Derrick Henry for Rushard is over 86.5.
Good pick. Oh, it's at 84.5.
On yours?
Yeah.
Even better.
Okay.
Who you said?
Brandon Ayuk.
Receiving yards?
11, over 4.5 receptions.
Oh, okay.
You got mine.
Who you said?
Geno Smith.
Oh, yeah, I got you. I'm putting 80 on it. Bring back 1280.
What you saying? Just say it, bro.
Shit, man.
Oh, we got the Black Sports, the Black History segment.
Oh, go ahead. We're going to take a shot for the boy's birthday, man. While you read the...
Oh, I got
to... Oh, refill, nigga. Get
right. Now?
Man, drink your shit.
My bad, nigga. I thought we were working a little bit.
Come on, man.
Nah, nigga, it's over there.
We got a bottle.
No.
It's by you, bro.
Oh. Huh. So we're introducing the new history segment called Black History. Today we're going to give a shout out to Fritz Pollard, the OG NFL trailblazer.
That boy of FP.
Yeah. In 1920, Fritz Pollard became the first black player in the NFL. And as we know, quarterbacks get all the shine today, but Fritz was running the ball like prime Derrick Henry. So this was when it was at its peak for segregation. And not only was he the first black NFL player, but he was also one of the first black NFL coaches.
Happy G-Day. All love to you, boy. All love.
And hey, he was the first one to play and coach at the same time. So when he would get off the field and during offense.
But he played and coached at the same time?
Yeah. Hey, on defense, he was coaching. On offense, he was running the ball. So. He was a pioneer in the game, and we salute you, black man.
Happy birthday to my dogs, man. And shout out FP.
Shout out FP, man.
What's
real nigga.
Birthday? When FP birthday? Look up FP birthday.
It's Polar.
That was for you too, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
During the Black History segment.
His birthday was January 27th. He's from Chicago.
127. Hey, one thing about it, and this is why this show is important. Black history is not just in February. We are going to salute our pioneers any chance we get.